I know black people.
This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a...
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
It seems Opie and Anthony, the shock jocks from New York...
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Pardon the interruption.
Oh, that's okay. Anytime you want to burst out into song like that, that's okay.
Oh, man.
Albeit odd. Opie and Anthony's contract, you know, they were fired for their sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral gig. Their contract runs out May 31st. They're no compete, so supposedly...
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead.
Get low, slap the bitch. Pardon the interruption.
Once again, Greg. I enjoy the random interjection followed up by the apology.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Oh, man.
So I guess...
So what happened?
Their contract's running out?
Their contract's is over May 31st, so supposedly they say they have a new gig.
There's no question.
They are hired.
There's no question.
And they will hit the airwaves.
So all this time they were getting paid, and they were getting paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. They were million-dollar a
year. So when they fired them, even though that they put the license in jeopardy, they had to pay their contract out?
Yes. Every penny.
Okay. Midday's on the bone. Opie and Anthony, check them out.
And
that should be about it.
That's all we have.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one.
Stand back, Marito!
Is the time
of tea.
24 minutes past 3 p.m.
Pitchers of tea.
Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the most listened to sports talk show in the great Southwest, The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday, and once again, we emanate live from the city of Houston, where today we probably have about as good a day working outside as you will get in Houston this time of year. Hot? Yeah.
Hot. Hot. Not real humid, though.
Well, look up in the sky and you see almost no clouds.
Yeah.
Unless some are rolling in behind us from the Gulf of Mexico.
Why do you say it like that?
Just to...
His little shot at the Mexicans.
No. Just to let everybody know where we are.
Come in.
But, yes, there are a few clouds in the sky and not much humidity at all, and that makes for a rather pleasant Houston day.
Hey, you know, I had to... We went to Fan Fest.
Yes.
And we walked, what, 5-6 blocks?
Yeah, we did.
Wasn't that bad?
You know what?
It was hot, but it wasn't... I'm having a little trouble motoring around today, but...
Well, we had to walk 5 or 6 blocks yesterday.
Yeah.
And I worked up a pretty good sweat. Today, not a drop. Not a drop today. So, the Old Spice stick is working well. Anyway, we have a... huge show. We are emanating live from Irma's Southwest Grill, which is located at Austin and Church Streets. in downtown Houston. We are here for the All-Star Game.
Oh, gosh, I'm just counting the hours.
It takes place tonight. Irma's is located it's hard by Minute Maid Park. We look out the window to the right and we see Minute Maid down the way there.
We were there last night.
Yes.
Were we ever.
And that is where the All-Star Game will take place. Now, our traveling party consists of the Cobra, Danny Paul, Chris the Engineer, and a number of P1s who have joined us on this trip. And most of them are here today.
That's nice, Danny, to say that about the P1s.
They understand.
That's exactly the attitude they've gotten from him all trip long.
Really? Because I'm the only one that's been hanging out with them.
I understand you went out drinking with them last night.
Yeah, where were you guys?
Where was I?
Yeah.
In my room.
Sleeping?
I drink a lot.
Greg?
I wasn't really sleeping, but I just couldn't go out last night.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Corby? Where were you last night? You weren't hanging out with the good listener that paid so much money to go on this trip.
No, I went to bed.
And just laughed at him as you fell asleep.
Well, that's exactly what he did.
Well, what did you do, oldie?
I heard Lonnie just couldn't go to bed without going and getting a scotch.
No, he had to have
a cold scotch, no less.
A cold scotch.
Wait, where was Mike, this guy who's constantly taking up for the listener? Go ahead, tell him where you were.
I was in the Astrodome parking lot walking around with a bottle of Crown.
Yep.
Screwed a P1.
By yourself?
By myself.
Yeah. Danny was the only one who supported the P1, but let's remember, let's just say the P1 maybe wanted to go see a movie or maybe wanted to go eat dinner. Danny wouldn't have been there, but they wanted to go drinking.
Yes.
So Danny was the perfect chaperone.
Drink, and he was just he was all over that because he was coming off how many days of sobriety?
Seven.
7 days without drinking?
Mm-hmm.
You were coming off of that?
Mm-hmm.
And you decided it was time to do away with that embargo, didn't you?
Where'd y'all go?
We went to Rice Village, which is about a mile and a half from our hotel. It's really nice. It's kind of like Highland Park Village or Snyder Plaza.
Did y'all walk down there? Or?
No, we took a cab.
Took a cab?
It's where we went. Remember when we had dinner with all of us and Bruce that one night?
Yeah, that's where it was.
That area.
Yeah.
That's a cool area. That's
beautiful.
A cool area down there.
Beautiful.
So
Houston's not that, I don't think it's a toilet like you guys claim it is.
You know it's not.
Well, we've turned the thing around. Thanks for listening to the show for the last 6 months since the Super Bowl.
It's not. In this downtown area.
We'll do something good and I will.
Nice.
although our hotel was parking lot was turned into a toilet as one of our P1s was vomiting all over it.
Right, who vomited? Was it Pat?
Who did that?
Was it fake John Malkovich?
He went hiding behind a big pillar, and he was going to go out with us last night, but he had to retreat behind a pillar, and I don't know what went on back there, but I'm assuming it was some sort of bodily excretion.
He was showing his sick.
And then he just decided that he wasn't going to go and went upstairs and went to bed.
Yeah, he was doing some serious drinking last night.
He finished a keg by himself here at the bar.
I was going to do some drinking at the Home Run Derby, but I couldn't afford it.
Yeah, it was a little pricey out there.
I went down there to get, I bought three beers, a water, and a package of peanuts, and it was $27.50.
Is that standard prices that Minute Maid Park has?
It can't be.
You think they made new signs, though, for this game? I bet you that's the regular price. I bet you that's how much it is.
How do people afford to do
Greg,
that?
It's the same thing at the ballpark. It's not like you're getting dollar beers.
I get stuff free there. I have to pay here.
Tone. That's really high tone.
Well, so do you. You
no,
get it
I
free,
don't.
Too.
How do you get it free?
Press box.
I don't sit in I sit with the common folk.
We sit in the bleachers, Greg.
Right.
We pay for our tickets and sit in the bleachers.
Well, y'all are idiots. I don't. I sit in the press box and eat and drink for free. But yeah, $27.50, three beers, a water, and a package of peanuts.
Yes.
And then me and Ryan split the peanuts, and that wasn't enough, so then Ryan had to go buy another package.
It's another $4.
Did you find you a jersey?
No.
You know what? I got to say, the one thing about this All-Star trip, their merch is lame this year.
See, I think it's pretty good.
I haven't seen anything good.
You should have gone to FanFest. I found a baseball that I'm probably going to go down there and buy.
autographed Babe Ruth baseball.
Is it real?
Yeah, you can trust
that.
Yeah,
it's real.
Sure it is.
Is it real, Rhines?
I don't know. I'd be a little leery. It looks like it was signed yesterday, and if it was, then we got a real story.
Was he signed with a highlighter?
No. I think it is real.
A 1918 yellow highlighter?
Are you talking about the one with the blue autograph?
Yes. Yeah.
Man, this was awesome.
Really?
I'm thinking about going down there and buying it.
And then doing what with it?
Playing catch.
Oh, get out there and, you know, play a little stick ball with you. What do you do with autographed baseball?
I don't know.
Just play them. So I'm thinking about going down there and buying it.
How much?
That's right. $24,000.
Okay. Are you serious?
24 grand.
We ought to pool all our resources. Me and Daniel pitch in 20 bucks a piece, and then you guys can split the rest.
Yeah, you guys split the rest.
And make that the official hardline baseball. And we all have equal ownership.
They had some cool stuff. I bought some stuff, as a matter of fact.
Well, we'll be talking about FanFest a little bit later on in the presentation today. A whole lot of other stuff to tell you about as well, pertinent to the game tonight, the events of last night. So do stand by. It is 3:32. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.